From handwritten closure to a 1990 racing game, developers dig into niche frontiers. A project called Edsger attracted attention for bringing a functional closure REPL to the Remarkable tablet, allowing developers to write and execute code by hand. Handwriting recognition for programming languages is considerably harder than for natural language, given precise syntax requirements. But Clojure's parenthetical structure provides clear delimiters that the recognition system can leverage. The project addresses a desire many developers have expressed for a more tactile coding experience and could help the Remarkable find a footing as a professional productivity device in specific technical communities. Pluto.jl, a reactive notebook environment for the Julia programming language, reached version 1.0. Unlike traditional Jupyter notebooks, Pluto automatically updates cells when their dependencies change, addressing persistent reproducibility problems in data science workflows. The milestone is strategically timed as Julia continues to compete with Python for mindshare in scientific computing. In a feat of digital archaeology, a developer reverse-engineered and recovered the world maps from Test Drive 3, a 1990 DOS racing game. The process required working with custom file formats, obsolete compression schemes, and memory management techniques entirely foreign to modern development practice. Projects of this kind represent a form of cultural preservation, rescuing historical computing artifacts before they are permanently lost, though the work also raises unresolved questions about software preservation and copyright. A first-month retrospective on Clojure by a newcomer also circulated widely. The author praised the language's functional programming model while flagging a steep learning curve and ecosystem complexity, an honest assessment that language communities often find more instructive than advocacy pieces, as it surfaces the concrete adoption barriers that insiders have long since forgotten.